Rock superstar Bruce Springsteen gave his first formal press conference in over 20 years this afternoon. The New Jersey rocker is in Tampa, where he'll be performing in front of a huge worldwide television audience this Sunday night at halftime of the Super Bowl. Speaking in front of over 1,000 reporters at the Tampa Convention Center, the media center for the Super Bowl this week, Springsteen warned reporters that he wasn't exactly a football fanatic.
All right, just want to say hi to everybody, glad everybody's here. If there's going to be a lot of questions about football, this is going to be the shortest press conference you've ever been.
Springsteen says he's on a particular high right now. Fresh off a Golden Globe for a single in the Mickey Rourke film The Wrestler, he's also just released his latest studio album, Working on a Dream, called by Rolling Stone magazine his finest album since 1975's Born to Run.
You just have years where things happen and years where it's quieter. What's special for me and right now is I really believe our band is going through sort of a golden age right now. We've made three of what I think are some of our best records in a row, which is really one of the reasons we're here. And the band on the last tour played it the best it's ever played. So it's one of the nice things about the Super Bowl is it's a place where you go. I want to know that we've been on the road a while. We're some old soldiers, but. The band is still really burning, and I want people to know about the record. So, it's been a good year. You know, it's been great.
Until recently, halftime entertainment at the Super Bowl was never considering cutting edge. But beginning in 2002 with U2, some of whom could be considered rock and roll royalty, such as the Rolling Stones, Prince, and Tom Petty, have all played at the big game. Springsteen says he never seriously considered such a gig until recently.
Initially, it was sort of a novelty, you know, and so it didn't quite feel right, you know. It's like I had a talk with a young musician one night. We were at dinner one night, and we got talking about the Super Bowl. Sometimes I says, "Hey, why don't you play the Super Bowl?" I says, "Well, you're kind of playing in the middle of a football game, you know." And he says, "Man, I hope someday that my band's big enough to play the Super Bowl, you know." And believe it or not, I said, "I don't even think about that, you know." But I think that really why we said yes this year, they asked us many times, and was because, one, we have a new album coming out, dummy. Come on, there's a new record in the stores, you know. So just happened to come out this past week. So we have our mercenary reasons, of course, you know.
Among the reporters in the crowd was Sarah Myers from the Pinellas County School Channel, who asked him how he's maintained his popularity with baby boomers and teenagers like herself.
We sort of skipped a generation somewhere in there, and then the last two tours noticed a large influx of young people. And I think for the same reasons that probably I went to check out, you know, not just the Stones, but Chuck Berry or the guys that came a generation or two before my age group. But I also think today music, there was a time when music was intensely factionalized, and it was very hard along generational lines. And I think for some reason, it might have to do with the internet or some other things, that people are just taking their music where they find it. There's people that like me, they like the White Stripes, they like rap music, you know, it just cuts across the boards.
Springsteen was asked about his first gig in Tampa back in 1975.
Well, it was in a high life, Rondon. That was memorable. We were playing like up against the wall or something, and there were a lot of seats that went straight up. And, you know, it's like it was memorable. I still remember it, you know. I remember coming and saying, "What is this?" You know, and I think it said High Lie. So, but you played a lot of unusual venues, wrestling halls, and all different types of venues in those days. But I also remember it was a great show. You know, our shows here in Florida have had, because Florida is, of course, the home of very bad and runaway New Jerseyans, you know. It's like, if you get in trouble in New Jersey, you run to Florida. Everybody knows that. Because you can't get all the way to California. So
the man known as The Boss was flanked by the members of the E Street Band, most of whom have been with him for over three decades. Guitarist Steve Van Zandt has received notoriety in recent years, starring in The Sopranos.
I think there is a certain inspirational quality to what we do, and that's because of when we grew up. we had very high standards in the 60s, you know. We're trying to attain that kind of greatness that we grew up with the, looking at the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and, you know, people like that, Bob Dylan. So we'll always kind of be 16, as Bruce said, and we're always trying to attain that greatness that we grew up with, you know, which kind of gives us that extra motivation. You know, we get on stage, and I think that, you know, that helps communicate a little bit of inspiration, you know.
When asked who selects the songs both this Sunday and at every concert, Springsteen said his nickname should say it all.
I'm the boss. The boss decides. The boss decides what we play. Nobody else decides. People suggest. Hint, beg, cajole. But I decide.